读圣经。
Now we want to read the Bible again.
读上个礼拜所读的圣经。
The passage we read last week.
罗马书第五章第六节到第十一节。
Romans chapter 5 verses 6 to 11.
帮到了我们一同开声来读。第六一直到第十一节。
Romans
二三，因我们还软弱的时候，基督就
按所定
的
日期为罪人死，
为
义人死
是
少有的，
为
人
人
死
或者
有敢做的，
为
有
基督
在我们
还
做罪人
的
时
候
为
我
们
死，
上帝的爱
就
在
此
向我
们
显明了。
现
在我们
既
靠
着
他的
血称
义，
就
更
要
借着
他
免去上
帝
的
愤
怒，
因
为我
们
做仇
敌
的
时
候，
且
借
着
上
帝儿
子
的
死
得
与上帝
和
好，
既
已
和
好，
就
更
要
因
他
的
生
得
救
了。
不
但
如
此，
我
们既
借
着
我
主
耶
稣
基
督
得
与上
帝
和
好，
也
就
借着
他
以
上
帝
为
荣。
我们再次低头祷告。
Pray.
如果我们已经打开你的话，恳求你这个时候打开我们的心。你说饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得着饱足。说我们存着虚心到你面前，你就供应灵粮给我们。我们以温柔的心领受所栽种的道，你的道就要向下生根，向下向上结果。
是的，
我们感谢赞美你，愿主你成全你的应许，愿你赐福你无用的仆人。你听我们的祷告，与每一个道来这里领受你话语的人同在，奉主耶稣基督的名求你，阿门。上个礼拜我们读的也是这一段的圣经。
Last week also read this passage.
但是我们整个视线是集中在人的状况的这一方面。
But then we focus on the state of man.
也就是在神的话中间，我们怎么认识我们自己的情形到底是怎么样的
？That is the word of God. How do we know our own condition?
因为圣经告诉我们，我们的在神的面前，神的道如同镜子照明我们。
Because the Bible said that we live before the Lord and His word.Like a mirror shining upon us.
所以每次当上帝的光照耀在我们心的时候
，So every time when the light of God shines upon us,
我们不但看见神的荣耀
，Not only we see His glory,
我们借着神的荣耀看见自己的羞辱
，And through His glory we see our own shamefulness.
当神的道的光照出来的时候
，When the word of God shines upon us,
我们不但看见神的圣洁
，Not only see the holiness of God,
我们也看见自己的污秽
，We also see our own filthiness.
所以当我们看见神的伟大的时候，我们才清楚知道我们何等的卑微。
Because as we see the greatness of God, we see the how lowly we are.
当我们看见神何等尊贵的时候，我们同时就认识我们自己何等的卑贱。
When we see the how only God is, we see how mean we are.
这是圣经一贯给我们教导的真理。
This is a consistent teaching coming from the Bible.
当以赛亚看见天使围绕上帝的宝座，彼此呼喊：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！”
When Isaiah saw the angels surrounding the throne of God and shouting, "Glory, glory, glory, and holy, holy, holy!"
马上就到说：“我有祸了，因为我是嘴唇不洁净的人，活在嘴唇不洁净的人中间。”
Immediately he realized a woe upon me because my life is filthy and living among those who are filthy.
今天人最大的毛病是什么呢
？Today what's the greatest problem of mankind?
就是不认识自己。
That is, we do not know about ourselves.
一个没有自知之明的人是没有前途。
A one who doesn't know about himself doesn't have a future.
我们怎么可能认识自己
？How can we know about ourselves?
圣经说你回到神面前认识他，你才真认识自己。
The Bible says that come back to God, know Him, and you know yourself.
苏格拉底对当时整个希腊的哲学最大的一个后病是什么呢
？And Socrates was the greatest inspiration for him to the philosopher of the Greek.
他说希腊人呐、啊，你什么都要知道，但你却不知你自己的状况。
He said, Greeks, you know.All things, but you do not know about yourself.
知识的开端就是认识自己作为基础。
So the beginning of knowledge is that you have a foundation whereby it's built upon your self-knowledge.
从苏格拉底这就归纳出来的一句知识的基础是什么呢
？So when we come from the conclusion of Socrates' teaching, what is the foundation of knowledge?
认识自己就是一切知识的开始。
Knowing yourself is the beginning of all knowledge.
但是苏格拉底从来没有告诉我们要怎样才能够认识。
But Socrates never tell us how can we we know about ourselves.
虽然他这句话已经成为历史上知识论很重要的句话。
Even this word became a very important foundation epistemology down the world.
用古代的希腊文来说，叫做 noticeauton。
And even in ancient Greek, it is pronounced in this way.
Noticeauton 就是 know yourself,
which means knowing yourself.
认识自己是一切知识的开始。
Knowing yourself is the beginning of all knowledge.
但是他没有办法告诉我们用什么方法，借着怎样的工具，人能认识自己。
But he cannot tell us through what means, through what way we can know about ourselves.
希腊哲学就停到那个地方，没有办法再进步。
So the Greek philosophy is stagnant there and cannot progress.
但是在苏格拉底讲这句话以前，差不多500年的时候。
But 500 years prior to Socrates spoke about this statement.
上帝的灵感动所罗门讲的另一句话。
God's spirit touched the heart of Solomon, and he said one thing.
那句话真是补满了苏格拉底的哲学所缺乏的地方。
And that actually make up for the lacking of Socrates' word.
那句话是什么呢
？What is that？
敬畏上帝是智慧的开端。
And he who fears the Lord, and that's the beginning of your wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
Know the Holy One, and you'll be intelligent.
所以真正的知识是从智慧去看出来的。
So the true knowledge coming from true wisdom.
真正的智慧是从敬畏上帝看出来的。
And true wisdom comes from the fear of the Lord.
认识神是认识己的基础。
It is when you know God that becomes the foundation for you to know about yourself.
认识己是认识物的基础。
It is only when you know about yourself that becomes the foundation of the knowledge of all other things.
借整个这样的串联，我们才把知识跟智慧可以统一起来。
So it is with your integration then you know about wisdom and knowledge.
当知识没有智慧的时候
，When you have the knowledge without wisdom，
就像一部很会跑的车却不知道方向在哪里。
Just like a car that can run very fast without knowing the direction.
知识没有智慧的时候
，When you have the knowledge without wisdom，
就像一座高楼下面是没有地基的。
Like a high-rise building without a good foundation.
当知识没有智慧的时候
，When knowledge without wisdom，
就像一大堆的现象没有真正的本质做基础。
There will be a lot of phenomena but without the substance.
今天不是很多读教育学很厉害的人念到教育博士，结果他的孩子教不成功。
Many of the doctors in education, but they cannot teach their own children.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为关于教育学的知识他都有了，但是真的教导孩子的智慧他没有。
Because he has all the knowledge of education, but he doesn't have the wisdom to teach his own children.
今天有许多政治家贪望马上得出最大的权利，管理千万的人。但他没有办法管理他自己的私生活。
Today, many of the politicians want the power and authority to govern, but they cannot govern their own life.
我们看见这个世界的毛病在哪里呢
？Where is the problem of the world?
人不认识自己。
Man doesn't know about himself.
为什么人不认识自己
？Why is that man doesn't know about himself?
人没有透过神来看自己是谁。
Because never man through God to know about himself.
上个礼拜我们思想在神面前人的状况是。
And last week we pondered about man's condition before the Lord.
我们从第六节、第八节、第十节提到了三个状况的描写。
From verses 6, 8, and 10, we mention about three conditions of man's description.
那个三个状况是什么呢
？What are the three conditions？
三个状况就是人是软弱的。
The man is weak.
人是有罪的。
The man is a sinner.
人是仇敌。
The man is an enemy.
请原谅我告诉你这是三个我们最不喜欢人说我们的名字。
Forgive me to tell you that these are the three that men dislike to be used upon them.
如果人说你是弱者
If people tell you you are an evil one,
你气得不得了
You get so angry.
每一个民族都有自尊心
Because everybody have a self-respect.
每一个人都不要被人轻看
You don't want people to despise you.
所以我们有意识无意识的常常用各样的办法表示我们是强的免得给人家看
So consciously and unconsciously we want to show people that we are strong
小国家要做最大的东西出来
Even the small nation want a big building
如果能够我们做最大的建筑
We want to have the biggest building
我们最大的房子
And biggest houses
最长的桥
And the longest bridge
要告诉我们不是小国家不可以随便轻
Just to tell people that we're not a small nation don't despise on us
每一个人都盼望自己是强的
Everybody wants you to, yourself to be strong. No one wants to be called that you are weak. So this is something very disgusting. No one wants to be called as a sinner. If I were to tell you you are a sinner, you'll get so angry to kill me, then you commit a crime. Why say you want people to call you a sinner?
你常常看到你有一些的好处，你盼望人欣赏你的好处，从来不要人看见你的缺点。
Because you have some good point, you want others to see your good point, to appreciate your good point, not your shortcomings.
那么呢，罪人这个名称是很难听的名字。
Sinner is a very ugly term.
所以呢，当许多人听见基督教传福音的时候，提到人的罪的时候，他们马上反感。
So when people know that Christianity will rebuke as a sinner, they get very disgusted.
怎么可能把我称之罪人？
How can you call me a sinner?
罪人是在监牢里面的。
Sinners are being locked up in the jail. They are the ones who committed crime. I'm a good citizen. In the society, people recognize me as good. So nobody likes this term. And the third term is an enemy. Who wants to be called an enemy? So these are very three ugly terms. We want to be strong. We hope to be called a saint. We want people to be friendly to us. But is our true state so? God's sight is different from our sight. Because our situation before God and before man are different. When people say they are a good man, would you accept it very happily? When people say you are great, will you not feel shameful to be praised in such a manner? Pray to God have mercy on us. Today, many people who have been conditionally praised by us,
他都以为挂在人口对他的称赞，就是他灵性实实在在的本质。
They thought that those lip praises are their true own spiritual substance.
其实不是这样的。
Actually, that's not so.
你自己知道你多么坏。
Because you know you are so evil.
你自己知道你常常怎么样骗别人。
You know that many times you cheat people.
如果可能连你的丈夫，连你的妻子，你都常常骗他。
If it is possible, frequently want to cheat your husband, your wife.
自己知道你里面多少东西是不可告人的。
You know that within your heart there are so many things that cannot be disclosed.
你外面一套跟里面一套是完全不同的两套。
What you have outwardly and inwardly are not in harmony.
好在上帝用良心做代表放在你里面。
It is good that God used conscience to represent him and to put in you.
当你听见这些话说得不舒服，你没有办法反抗。
When you hear all this word, even though you feel discomfortable, but you cannot resist.
人与万物不一样。
My God, man is different from all things.
神把良心放在里面。
Because God has put conscience within us.
人的良心就在我们灵里面，所以继续不断地发光。
And our conscience within our spirit continues to shine.
所以真言书告诉我们。
So the book of Proverbs tells us.
人的灵是耶和华的灯。 照亮人的心肠肺腑。
Man's spirit is a lantern about to shine even with our inner being.
这样神的话把我们的本性照明出来。
So God's word then expose our true self.
我们里面的良心也把我们的状况见证出来。
And our conscience also testify to our true nature within us.
这样外证跟内证结合起来。
So the outward and internal evidence show together.
使我们没有办法逃避这个事实。
That we cannot escape from this truth.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是软弱的。
We are a weak person.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是谁？
Who are we?
我们是仇敌。
We are enemies.
我们对神的律法，神的旨意没有办法遵行。
To the law, to the plan of God, we cannot obey.
我们对我们自己的理想，我们也没有办法兑现。
To our own ideals, we cannot actualize.
因为我们是软弱的。
Because we are weak.
我们对魔鬼的这个引诱跟对我们的这个试探，我们没有能力拒绝。
And to the temptation coming from Satan, we cannot resist.
因为我们是软弱的。
Because we are weak.
我们是有罪的。
Yes, we are sinners.
因为违背了神的道。
Because we go against the word of God.
违背了神。
Go against the law of God. And go against the plan of God.
违背了良心的责备。 备。
Go against the accusation coming from our country.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
不但如此。
No, 你说
我们是上帝的仇敌。
We are the enemies of God.
你说我什么时候做上帝的仇敌呢
？When did I become the enemy of God? Yes.
我们的理智是上帝的真理的仇敌。
Our intellectual is the enemy of God's truth.
我们的感情。是上帝的圣爱的仇敌。
Our emotion is the enemy of God's holy love.
我们的意志是上帝的旨意的仇敌。
Our volition is the enemy of God's will.
我再讲一次，你可以把这三句话写下来。
You can write this down.
我们的理智 ，our intellect is the enemy of the truth of God.
我们理智乃是神真理的仇敌。
我们会思想。
We can think.
我们有理性功用。
We have the intellectual function.
我们所想的跟神的真理是不一致的。
But what we think is inconsistent with God's truth.
所以我们的理智做了上帝真理的仇敌。
So our intellectuality become the enemy of God's truth.
我们的感情
，our emotion
成为上帝的圣爱的仇敌。
Become the enemy of God's holy love.
上帝说爱你，我们就恨他。
What God's love we hate.
上帝说恨的，我们就爱他。
What God hates we love.
这样你说我们不是上帝的仇敌
Are we then not enemies of God?
我们的理智成为神真理的仇敌
Our intellectuality become the enemy of God's truth
我们的感情成为上帝的圣爱圣义的这个仇敌
And our emotion become the enemy of God's holy love and holy righteousness
不但如此我们的意志成为上帝旨意的仇敌
Even our will, our volition become the enemy of God's will
神心里所愿意
What God desires
神永恒中心所定的
What that he has ordained in the eternity
跟我们自由所决定的方向是完全相反
And as the direction that determined by our liberty is different
人是谁
So who is man?
人是软弱的
Man is weak
人是有罪的
Man is a sinner
人是上帝的仇敌
Man is God's enemy
我们成为神真理的仇敌
That we become the enemy of God's truth
我们成为神圣爱的仇敌
Become the enemy of God's holy love
我们成为神永恒旨意的仇敌
And we are the enemy of God's eternal enemy
所以我们就成了一个宇宙的孤儿
So we become the cosmos orphan
我们成了一个大海中间漂泊的一个扁舟
And we become a boat that's floating in the whole ocean
我们没有方向
We have no direction
我们抵挡上帝
We go against God
所以我请大家注意下面一个很简单的比喻
I want you to pay attention to this illustration
当我站在你们面前的时候
When I stand before you
你们看我看得很清楚
You see me so clearly.
为什么呢
Why?
因为有光照在我的身上
Because the light shining upon me.
光照在我的脸上
The light shining upon my face.
所以我的面孔我的这个表情我的举动你们都看清楚
So my motion, my face expression you can see clearly.
对不对啊
Is that right?
因为光照在我这里
Because the light shining upon me.
这样就表明说光是在我前面
Which means light is before me.
对不对
Is that right?
那我现在问你
ask,
当光在我前面的时候
If the light is before me
我的影子在哪里、啊、
Where is my shadow?、
啊、在我后面对不对
My back
影子一定在后面
Surely the shadow is at my back
光在我前面
When the light is before me
所以影子一定在我后面
Shadow must be behind me
但是
But then
我问你
I ask you
如果有一天我发现我的影子在前面的时候
If one day I would discover my shadow is before me
什么事情发生
What happens?、
啊、表示什么呢
What do you mean?
表示光在我后面
Which the light is at my back
The light is behind me
Is behind me
对不对、啊、这个比喻很简单
It's very simple illustration
怎么我看见了我的影子
How can I see my shadow
糟糕了这个这么长的影子在我前面
Such a long shadow before me
那表示光不在前面在我后面
Which the light is not before me But behind me
我的前面怎么没有光呢
How can it, my forefront has no light
There's no light in front of me
在我前面没有光
为什么我前面只有影子呢
Why is there no shadow before me
那么这个就表示可能的两件事
Only two things are possible
第一
First
那个光现在被移动掉了
The lights have been moved
第二个可能
The second
我的方向走错了
I change my direction.
你明白了吗
Do you understand?
当我自己转的时候
When I turn myself,
我就看见自己的影子
I see that my shadow I can see.
所以你不需要移动光
You don't have to turn, change the light.
我也可以看见影子
I can also see my shadow.
怎么可能呢
How is it possible?
移动我自己的方向
You turn your own direction.
所以这个很简单的比喻给我很大的启发
Very simple illustration, yet very good inspiration.
人类看前途的时候
When men see their own future,
是不是黑暗的
Is that gleam?
我们的科学这么发达
And our science so advanced
我们的21世纪是光明的
And 21st century is so bright
完全不是的
No.
我们二十一世纪从科学所得到的是很可怕的前景。
For the 21st century, the result we get from science is so dim and terrifying.
基因工程的解码。
The genetic engineering, the encoding of it.
这些的知识掌握在一些最有钱人的手中。
All this knowledge is placed in the hand of a rich man.
整个人类前面的道路是不可设想的。
The future of mankind is unimaginable.
现在所有的这个工厂所产生出来的废气。
And also the kind of gases when produced from the factory.
化工的工厂产生出来的毒品。
And also this toxic weight of the factories.
还只能工厂产生出来的废料。
And also this kind of nuclear waste.
是没有办法把它解除它的毒的。
They cannot be resolved in terms of poison.
继续不断弄坏我们唯一可以生存的地球。
But it continues to pollute the only earth that we can live in.
今天的文化。
Today's culture.
今天的性生活的道德教育。
Today's sexual education.
今天的青年人道德趋向。
Today young men's a trend of ethics.
今天教授们的私人品德。
Today the professor's own ethical life.
要怎样影响我们的下一代？
How can it influence our next generation?
人类的前途是影子或者是光呢？
Man's future is it a shadow or the light?
如果你说我们前面有很多可怕的影子随着我们。
You will see that before us there are many of the terrible shadow falling on
us. 你觉得人已经背着光而行走。
You know that we are walking with the light behind us.
背着光而行走什么意思呢？
If we walk with the light behind us, what do you mean?
我们离开了神的道。
We depart from the word of God.
离开了神的光。
Depart from the light of God.
离开了神的爱。
Depart from the love of God.
离开了神的圣洁。
And depart from the holiness of God.
离开了神的良善。
And depart from the goodness.
所以邪恶、淫乱、黑暗。罪恶就在我们的前头。
So all this evil, this infidelity, everything is before us.
求主给我们明白这三句话隐藏的意义是什么。
Pray that God allow us to understand the meaning of these three phrases.
我们是软弱。
That we are weak.
我们是罪人。
That we are sinners.
我们是仇敌。
That we are enemies.
这是不争的事实。
It is a fact.
我为什么谈公义最重要的地方发言是常常最不行公义的地方。
Why is that the court that talk most about this justice but never practice justice?
我是专教导人行善的宗教，到勇敢做坏事的时候，比任何人更敢做杀人放火的事情。
But religion that teaches to be good, but yet they want to set fire, commit the greatest crime.
这不是可以争论的事情。
This is something which is a disputable fact.
这是事实。
This is a fact.
就是人心诡诈，坏到极处，谁能识透？
That man's heart is so wicked and nobody can understand.
人中人所思想的尽都是恶，神心中为我们伤痛痛苦。
Day and night what we meditate and ponder is pricks the heart of God.
这是圣经的话语。
This is the word of the Bible.
全世界都握在那恶者的手下。
The whole world now is coming under the hand of the evil one.
我们是软弱的。
We are weak.
我们是罪人。
We are sinners.
我们是仇敌。
We are enemies.
那么就这样吗？
Would that be so?
不是的。
No.
神不但创造我们，他还要救赎我们。
Not only God created us, he wants to redeem us.
所以我们把这两个字做一个很简单的，有这个次序的来解释。
So we want to very orderly interpret these two terms.
创造是什么呢？
What is creation?
创造是神的爱的延伸。
Creation is extension of the love of God.
The extensions of the love of God becomes the action of God's creation.
神的爱的延伸就成为他创造的行动。
上帝就是爱。
The God is love.
是圣父、圣子、圣灵之间有个彼此相爱，一个模式同一个非常最基本的这个会社。
And God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, they have a model whereby they love one another.
只有三位一体的上帝才可能是一个爱的上帝。
The triune God can only be then a God of love.
The only God which can be love is a God of Trinity. 那么在不信三一神的宗教里面，他要怎么解释上帝的爱？这是没有办法明白的事。
And for those reasons who doesn't believe in the triune God, it's not possible for them to explain about God.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为如果神是独一的，
because God is one,
完全单独的独一的，
and also the absolute one.
那么他没有创造万有以前，
and before he created all things,
他如果是爱的话，
if it's love,
他永恒中间爱的对象是谁呀？
In eternity, what's the object of his love?
就没有办法解释了。 的事情。
Cannot explain.
所以别的宗教怎么解释神是爱，神有怜悯，但是他没有创造就没有对象，怎么办呢？
So for all these other religions, when they talk about God's love without a creation, they cannot explain it.
只有在基督教三位一体的道里面，你看到真正问题都解决了。
Only in the doctrine of triune God in Christianity we can explain all things.
圣父爱圣子，圣子爱圣灵，圣灵爱圣子，圣子爱圣父，圣灵爱圣父，圣父爱圣灵。
It is only the love within the triune God.
这在永恒中间就自我成全。
The eternity there is self perfection.
The eternal God is eternal Trinity.
永恒的神就是永恒的三位一体神。
Eternal Trinity is eternal love.
永恒三位神是永恒的爱。
So the subject and the object of love in between among the three persons of the Trinity is the assurance of the eternal love united with the eternal God.
所以这个主体跟客体在这个永恒里面，因为这个三位一体的神，那个爱就成全了。
没有一个宗教可以解释这个神。
There's no single religion that can explain all this.
那么当这个神的爱延伸出去的时候
，When this love of God has been extended,
神就创造
，God created,
让被造之物可以享受神的爱。
Then the created ones can enjoy the love of God.
感谢上帝
，Praise the Lord.
所以在我的神学思想里面
，So in my theological thinking,
上帝的爱的延伸就产生了创造的行动。
The extension of love of God becomes the action of creation.
使被造之物可以享受神本身的爱的本质在他们身上的印记。
So the creation can then enjoy the substance of the love upon them.
那么这些被造的以创造的本质一定是不一样。
So the creator and the creature surely in the substance there's a difference.
所以当被造的有堕落有罪的存在的时候
，So when the created one falls in sin,
这个爱第二步做了什么工作呢
？And the love, what is the second thing that has been done?
只有成全的堕落的败坏的亏欠的不配领受的，可以继续享受他更完美的爱。
So you want to perfect that created one which is not perfect and continue to enjoy his love.
所以呢，就变成了爱的成全。
So become the perfection coming from love.
The extension of the love of God becomes the action of creation.
神爱的延伸成为这个创造的行动。
So creation is the extension of love.
所以这个创造是神爱的延伸。
But accomplishment of the love of God is salvation.
像神的爱的成全就是我们的救赎。
上帝用爱延伸就创造了我们。
So God's love's extension become creation created us.
上帝爱的成全就救赎了我们。
So the accomplishment of God's love redeemed us.
所以这样我们的神不是因为单单看见给我们看见证明我们的罪在哪里，我们的缺点是什么。
So our God is not a God that only allows us to see where our sin is, where our shortcoming is.
我们的神预备了他丰盛的恩典，他救赎的能力，来使我们这些败坏堕落的人可以回到他的面前。
But he prepared with us abundant grace and also his saving grace so that we can be redeemed from our fallenness.
有一些人买东西都是买很简单、很平常、很便宜、很普通的东西。
The people who buy things which are ordinary, which is cheap.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他想呢，这个东西坏了就可以丢掉了嘛。
You say when this thing is now in not functioning, I can throw it away.
反正很便宜嘛。
It's cheap.
坏了啊，不要紧。丢掉它好了
I'll throw it away when it's bad.
许多人是这样
there are many people who behave this way.
但有一些人不是这样
But there are people know.
他不要随便买东西
He doesn't want to buy anything simply.
买的时候买的很贵很好很好的
When you want to buy, you want to buy those expensive and good things.
那最好的东西坏了怎么办呢
And what about those best things that's
broken? 丢掉好了丢掉好了
You'll throw it away?
他说不不不不
No.
这个太贵了
It's so expensive.
太好了
Too good.
这个东西修了以后还可以用很久的。
When I repair it, I can continue to use it for a long time.
他愿意用很大的代价把好东西寄回原厂，再把它整修完美，因为这样呢还可以用很久很久的。
He pay a high price and send it back to original factory production and be repaired. He can continue to use it for a long time.
所以现在我请你注意这两种不同的人生哲学。
So I want you to pay attention to this different philosophy, right?、啊、
没有多大用处的时候就丢掉。
No much use, I throw it away.
因为它本来是便宜买来
的 ，actually is cheap.
那么现在呢，如果你买的是很贵的东西
，If you were to buy something which is so expensive,
很有价值的东西
，very valuable.
你会随便丢掉吗
Would you simply throw it away?
不会的
No
前不久呢我到台北去的时候
Some time ago I was in Taipei、
啊、汤牧师上个礼拜你走的时候有一个戒指留在这里
Reverend Tong last week when he left there was a, this, a ring that he left. So I had to return back to you.
我一看是我的戒指,
I saw it was mine.
那个戒指是100块台币买的,
I bought it 100 Taipei money.
就是3块美金,
that's $3.
3块美金就是你们这里大概11块半,
about 11.50 here.
所以这个戒指11块半, 他就还给我了,
so he returned me that 11.50 ring.
我心里想, 如果是11万的, 他要不要还给我了?
I was thinking that if there's a ring would cost 11,000, will he return me?
如果是5carat的, 金刚钻的, 他要不要还给我?
5carat, will he return me?
可能他就说感谢主,
maybe say praise the Lord,
他没有带去的,
that he didn't take back.
所以东西的价值,
so the value of a thing,
常常影响你自己对东西的这个处理的方法,
many times influence what we will deal with this thing.
我不要怀疑哪一个人有这个不诚实的心,
I don't want to be doubtful who is not honest,
但是我是说人都有软弱,
but I would say that men are all weak.
太好的东西的时候,
when things are too good,
我们都盼望享有,
we hope they would possess.
我们很难胜过试探,
that's very difficult for us to win over the temptation.
既然只有11块 ringgit,
only 11 ringgit,
还给他又很好听,
then I return it, it's a good name for me.
那么如果丢掉, 我也不要紧,
if I throw it away, I never mind,
因为那根本就是便宜的东西,
because it's cheap thing.
但如果是贵的东西,
but if it's very valuable,
我会不会一个礼拜以后还没有自己的东西不见了?
Would it be after 1 week I still wouldn't know that it's lost?
我一定会打电话回去,
I will call back.
我留下一个戒指,
I left a ring,
你给我看看好不好?
Can you check for me?
你给我收起来好不好?
Keep it for me.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为价值产生不同的回应,
because the value produces different responses.
我问你, 你有没有便宜东西啊?
Have you cheap things with you?
你当然有了,
of course you have.
你有没有贵东西啊?
Do you have valuable things?
有没有? 也有吗?
Oh, you have.
不告诉人就是,
I won't tell you, of course.
好好收,
I'll keep it.
久久关着门偷偷看看再收,
like close the door, I just take it a little,
你笑,
and then close the door again.
你笑的就是有经验的,
you laugh because you have experience.
所以坏的东西谁都可以看,
and bad thing everybody can take a look.
好东西不给人看,
but good thing you won't share.
自己欣赏, 这么好的东西,
I appreciate your good things.
好像从来没有人知道你有好东西,
as if no one knows they have good things.
等到 你的好东西可能偷掉, 你就自动报名, 我的东西丢了,
but one thing, that valuable thing is stolen, then you will make a public report that my thing has been stolen.
有一个弟兄对我说,
there was a brother who told me,
我的生意亏了几十万, 几十万,
you know, I have lost so much in my business.
我听了以后很同情他,
I sympathize with him when he said to me.
但我另外有一句话说, 我才知道平常你奉献5块钱是什么意思。
I said that now I realize why is that you offer give $5 in the offering.
你有几十万几十万,
you have so much money.
奉献的5毛钱1毛钱1块钱,
but when you offer to the Lord 50 cents a dollar,
我都不知道你生意那么大的。
We didn't know you have a good business.
但到破产的自己宣布从前是有钱人。
When you get bankrupt, then you announce that you are so rich in cash.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
but dear brothers and sisters,
好的东西,
good things,
你不能随便让它丢的。
You won't just lose it simply.
你要保全它,
you want to keep it.
你要赎回它,
you want to redeem it.
你要修理它,
you want to repair it.
改造它,
you want to change it.
使它成全,
so that it be accomplished.
我告诉你, 你最宝贵的东西, 不是东西,
thing which is more valuable to you is not a thing.
你最宝贵的就是你自己。
You yourself is the most valuable thing to yourself.
因为你不是东西,
because you're not a thing.
你是按照上帝的形象样式造,
you're created after the image of God.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers and sisters,
好的东西就是好的东西,
good things are good things.
有一个人在爱琴海底, 一个破船里面, 找到一个 Rolex.
There was a person who found a Rolex in the Sea of Agent.
这个 Rolex 在破船里面已经27年了,
so in this wrecked ship he had been there for how many years?
27年,
27 years.
他把它拿起来,
he took it,
把它带到 Rolex 厂里面,
he took it to the factory of Rolex,
整个再修过来,
he repaired the whole thing.
结果呢, 又再走,
and then it continued to function.
啊, 这个外面呢已经建了很多像石头的东西,
there are already more courses there.
那些这盐分, 那些石头把它包住了,
and all the salt and rock is around it.
他们慢慢弄清楚,
but he cleared.
那里面已经盐水进去了, 因为27年了,
salty water has gone into it because they've been 27 years.
里面的齿轮开始慢慢坏了,
and even those wheel is now not functioning well.
这个表是完全用不锈钢做的,
but it was built with a stainless steel,
所以有办法再把它修好,
but could be repaired.
结果又在走了,
so it continued to function,
变成 Rolex 工厂的一个广告,
became an advertisement from Rolex.
一个在海底27年表还可以再走,
the Rolex which is a 27 year in the sea continue to function.
那么你说普通买20块钱的也可以吗?
You can buy a watch $20?
不能了,
No.
连丢都来不及了。
What, you throw it away?
而且还要花一点钱帮叫人帮你去丢。
And also you spend money for people to throw it for you.
现在我告诉你。
I tell you.
神看见你软弱。
God see that you're weak.
神看见你有罪。
God see that you're sinner.
神看见你做他的仇敌。
God see that you are his enemies.
他把你丢掉吗？
Will he throw you away?
没有。
No.
神不但没有把你丢掉。
Not only God did not throw you away.
神就挽回你。
God wants to redeem you.
救回你。
To save you back.
成全你。
To perfect you.
使你比以前更有价值。
So they are more valuable compared to the past.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你里面的价值到什么地步，连你自己都从来不知道。
Because you don't even know what's the inner value in you.
这个人很可怜的地方。
Man is so pitiful.
大概12年以前。
About 12 years ago.
法国巴黎。
In this parish.
有一个做叔父的人。
A what?
做叔父的 uncle.
我是 uncle.
他在这个小这个旧店里面买一把提琴送给他的侄儿。
So he buy a violin and give it to his nephew.
这侄儿就拉提琴。
And he played the violin.
因为他们是比较穷的家。
Because they come from poor family.
所以这个青年人每次拉着提琴都是坐 bus 去上课去拉提琴。
So this young man every time when he learn the violin, he want to go to a place with bus.
带着提琴
，run the violin，
坐 bus，
take a bus
去。再回来
go to another place,
回来
come back.
有一次呢他坐在 bus 的最后一个座位
there was one he took the back seat of the bus
后来一辆车撞过来
so it was knocked by the car
把自己闪了以后他没有死
so he tried to avoid he was not killed
但是那个提琴完全破了
but that violin broke
一破了之后
when it's broken
才看出那原来是真正的 Stradivarius
Stradivarius production
我不知道你明白我在讲什么
I don't know whether you know about that or not
Antonio Stradivarius
Antonio Stradivarius
还有 Quirinius
Quirinius
还有这个人另外一个人是在这意大利的这几个这个最伟大的提琴家都是最好的基督徒
and these are the great violin producers they are Christians
Stradivarius
Quirinius
Quirinius 还有 Amati
阿玛提，
那管内流斯里面最贵最贵的叫做管内流斯跟耶稣
，and that is the most expensive produced by him。
他叫做为耶稣做的提琴
，because it's a violin produced for Jesus Christ。
你知道卖多少钱吗
？You know how much it costs？
如果还有真正的
，if you still have a genuine one，
大概现在已经是1000万美金一个
，maybe $10 million for one piece。
每一年在涨价。
Every year the price is increased.
Stradivari 一生做了1700多个提琴、中提琴，同这个大提琴。
Stradivari in a whole life he has craft about 1700 of these all different kind of violins.
最好的应该是1717年以前的。
And those were the best are before 1717.
他老的时候呢比较差一点。
When he was older, it was a bit not so good.
年轻的时候也做得不是那么好。
When he was young, he did not craft good value.
他选的木头。
The wood that he had chosen.
它的厚度。
And the thickness.
它的幅度。
And also the curve.
它的架构。
And a structure.
它的漆油漆。
And also even the polishing.
大概是七次上油漆的。
He will polish 7 times.
每一次要等多久再尝第二次没有人知道。
Nobody knows how many times before he polished the second layer.
可能是第二、第三次的是最重要的。
And by the second and the third time are the most important polish.
那么很奇怪的。
It's very strange.
他所做的琴呢，一拉起来声音很不一样。
The violin that he has crafted when it's being played is so different.
那么现在全世界每年做的提琴几百万架。
When today the world produces tens of thousands of violins,
每次一比的时候呢
，when you can't compare,
没有办法比这三个家族做的提琴。
You cannot compare to this three person,
Amati,
Amati,
Quirinius,
Quirinius,
还有 Antonio Stradivari,
Stradivari.
原来那个孩子的提琴是真正的 Stradivari.
So that's a kid's violin is a true product of Stradivari.
他平常拉的时候不知道
，he played it, he didn't know.
他也不爱惜。
He didn't take care of it.
等到撞车整个扁坏了才查出里面的真正的号码真正的字是 Stradivari.
After the accident he found that it's truly crafted by him.
他开始哭了。
He cried.
他说原来我曾经是一个很有钱的人。
He said I actually was rich.
原来我曾经有过一把世界名琴。
I had this world famous Stradivari product.
他好好的时候。
But when it was still good,
没不爱他。
I didn't take care of it.
没有爱心他。
Didn't take care of it.
随便拉拉。
I just play and play.
随便放
and throw it away.
但是它完全破损。
When it's totally broken,
我才知道原来我有过这种气。
Then he said, I realized I had had this body.
亲爱的青年们
，My dear young man,
今天吉隆坡有多少的妓女
？Today, how many prostitutes in Kuala Lumpur?
他不知道。
They do not know.
原是很青春、很有价值的少女，他把她随便生活滥用。
They were once very a good lad.
今天有多少的这个少男变成阿飞
？And also today many young men turned to be hooligans.
他不知道他的青春何等的宝贵。
They do not know their youth is so precious.
我们不要那样。
Do not squander.
为什么等到你已经破损、已经败坏，才揪到你的价值
？Why is that we must wait until we are broken, corrupted, then we know we are valuable?
为什么不从神的道？早早就察你自己的价值你的潜在的能力同以后发挥的可能性
Why don't from the word of God you know the value and the potential in the future
你说我太迟了
You say it's too late for me
汤姆斯如果你早三年来讲就好了
Rather if you come 3 years early it will be good
我告诉你